This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio.
There are new data on immigration costs and benefits. It's focused on one metro area, Atlanta. An analysis from the bipartisan research and advocacy group called New American Economy finds that area benefits from immigration. Susanna Capilouto from WABE in Atlanta has the story.
Let's start with the sweet stuff, cookies from Syria.
Chocolate, vanilla, pistachio, coconut, dates.
Rowena Kader came to Atlanta 3 years ago with her family and her mother's cookie cutters. Now she runs a bakery business with her husband, Khaled. They call it Sweet Sweet Syria. A dozen of the handmade delicacies like pistachio mamoul go for about $10. They're for sale at local farmers markets and coffee shops, and also online, says Khaled.
New York, Florida, Texas, Kentucky, online.
There are a lot of immigrants like Rueda and Khaled who come to Atlanta and start businesses, says Hannah Siegel with New American Economy, a group that measures immigrant contributions to the U.S. economy.
In 2017, immigrants in Atlanta paid nearly $8 billion in federal, state, and local taxes and held $21.6 billion in spending power.
And the number of immigrants who call Atlanta home is growing. 2017 saw an increase of 3.5% in the immigrant population from the previous year. Siegel says overall income for immigrants grew 13% that year. A possible reason?
One trend that we noticed is that the immigrant workforce in the Atlanta metro region is pursuing higher education,
which often leads to higher incomes. New American Economy estimates that Metro Atlanta has more than 73,000 immigrant entrepreneurs. Raghupati Sivakumar is a professor at Georgia Tech and an immigrant. He helps tech startups. Immigrants are often among his students.
I think Georgia Tech being in the heart of Atlanta, to me, is the biggest driver for how entrepreneurial activity is fostered in this environment. There is enough of critical mass of resources where immigrant founders can envision launching a company, taking it off the ground.
Another driver, according to Siegel, is the city's Office of Immigrant Affairs, which was created about 4 years ago. It has several programs that help immigrants. The office is run by Michelle Major.
We get a lot of referrals and a lot of cold phone calls, really, of people who are interested in opening businesses, and we work with them one-to-one through that process.
And the city expanded its equal opportunity programs for women and African Americans in 2015 to include Asian and Latino immigrants. The move means they are now among the groups that receive priority access to city contracts. In Atlanta, I'm Susanna Capilouto for Marketplace.